I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up. Hey, what up, rehabs across the world? Welcome to the Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton. This is episode 9. And listen, we're going to get right into this. You know the deal. Subscribe, 5-star, leave comments, hit me up on social media, everything. And we will have an exercise at the end of this that you don't want to miss. That's something I do very often, pretty much every week. I'm actually looking at it right now. And that would definitely be a great reminder to really bring this conversation full circle for you. And what we're talking about today is something that I feel strongly about, something that you hear all the time, but I want to bring understanding and perspective, because that's what this podcast is all about, right? Bringing a different perspective, a different look, understanding to why you do certain things or why certain things happen. And today we're going to talk about knowing your worth. Those three words that are everything. And I want to dive like right into it. I want to just get right into it because I feel like we hear it all the time, like know your worth, but do we really know it? You know, do we really live it? Do we really understand what knowing your worth is all about? And I would need 20 episodes to really break it down, but I want to talk about just three major things like that really is going to change your perspective when it comes to knowing your worth. So let's get right into this. Like the major difference from what I believe what you're getting versus what you deserve in life is knowing your worth, period. Because like once you truly know, okay, once you truly know how incredible you are, you'll never settle for less. And I want to be clear, you know, today isn't to make you have some magic formula where you never question your worth again. Like that's not realistic. That's not life. Like what it is this is going to be a foundation to make sure you never lose yourself again. You know, we can't necessarily control the storms, but I promise you this, we can make sure those storms don't control us. So I believe the first step to actually knowing your worth is understanding worth, understanding what influences worth. Because once you truly understand it, it becomes like a lot easier to manage it. You know, I've been blessed enough to help thousands of people. And throughout all the coaching, all the conversations, all the stages, all their interactions, I discovered that there's two root issues that I believe when it comes to people not knowing their worth. Number one was acceptance, and number two was confidence, right? Everybody struggled with the acceptance of self, and everybody struggled with the confidence in self. And don't get me wrong, like there are a lot of surface level issues that play into people not knowing their worth. And we address those things all the time. But we got to get down to the root issues, because if we don't get down to the root issues, a lot of you know this, the problems will find its way back to the surface. So what I want to do like this whole episode is like strengthen your acceptance of self. And not even this episode, just the Straight Up Podcast. It's strengthening the acceptance of self and the confidence in self. When I elevated my life from rock bottom after spending years of digging to my root issues, there were two main influencers of me not knowing my worth. I didn't accept myself and I had no confidence in myself for many reasons. But when I like strengthened those two things, my life changed. And that's what we're going to do today. You're going to own yourself. You're going to know yourself, and hopefully you're going to love yourself. Accepting less for your life is forever going to be unacceptable. Like that's my goal for you. Forget goals. That's my standard for you. So make a decision right now that you're going to give your all into listening to this episode. Like, I really want you to make, like, this is how serious it is for me, because people not knowing their worth, like, it's hurt so many lives so much. Like, I want you to go all into making these changes to your life or changing your perspective towards this, because change is impossible without changes. All right. So if you're all in, what I want you to do right now is I want you to write down the definition of acceptance. Acceptance means embracing something in all aspects, not some, in all aspects, being in complete agreement with, okay, complete agreement with, giving your full support or approval. And if I was to put it in a me term, a Trent term, acceptance means that you're good with you. You're good with who you are in all aspects, not just the perfections, but also the imperfections, not just when you're at your best, but also like when you're at your worst, not just the gains, but also the losses. Like, I want you to understand acceptance is power. Okay, we talked about that when facing reality. Acceptance is power, because when you accept yourself, you know what you do? You free yourself. You're no longer in that prison of your past. You're no longer in that prison of opinions. You're no longer in that prison of failure. Your life is no longer controlled by your limitations, because it's being guided by your aspirations. You know, there's a quote that says, when you know yourself, you become empowered. I think it's Tina Linford. When you know yourself, you become empowered. When you accept yourself, you are invincible. I'm gonna read that. Like, this is, man. When you know yourself, you become empowered. When you accept yourself, you are invincible. And she's right, like 100%. Acceptance of self is the foundation for your greatness. And I'll tell you why. It influences these three things that allow you to live your life being the best you. Okay, write these down. Number one, acceptance of self influences freedom. Okay, there's no greater freedom than freely being yourself. Can I get an amen? It's incredible when you can go from being a prisoner of your past to being empowered by your past. It's incredible when you can go from hating who you are to loving who you are. It's incredible when you can go from your worst you to your best you. A life without limitations is a life full of elevation. Do you hear me? Like, just imagine real quick, just imagine love without limitations, right? How would your relationships look without limitations? Now, there's healthy limitations, right? We understand boundaries. Don't take it out of context, but just imagine love without limitations. Just imagine your dreams without limitations, because so many of us, we live in a limited mindset. Every time something great pops up, we think about why we can't do it or why we can't be it. So how much different would your life be if you were able to live free? Think about that. Number two, acceptance of self influences focus. It's a lot easier to grow yourself when you're not doubting yourself. As we all know, what you focus on is what you will feel. Like, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your focus. I truly believe that. If you're focused on your limitations, guess what? You're going to live a very limited life. If you're focused on your progressions, guess what? You're probably going to live a very progressive life. Your life, do you hear me, is controlled by what you focus on. Okay, number three, acceptance of self influences faith. Whew. Where there's a lack of faith, there's a lack of life. That's a quote for you. Where there's a lack of faith, there's a lack of life. A fulfilled life is a faithful life. An empty life is a faithless life. I'm gonna repeat that. A fulfilled life is a faithful life. An empty life is a faithless life. If you don't accept yourself, I want you to hear me good. If you don't accept yourself, you're not gonna believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, you're not gonna better yourself. But when you believe that there's more to your life, you'll end up becoming more in life, straight up. Like, faith is everything. In order for us to live our highest capabilities, we must see beyond what we see visually. And I realized with my life that things become more clear when you're not blinded by your insecurities, when you're not blinded by your doubts. So, like, I hope you can understand just by those three things, like, how important acceptance of self is. And how you need to embrace yourself, right, in all aspects of your life, own everything about you. So let's move on to the second root issue of knowing your worth. So we talked about acceptance of self. The second root issue is confidence of self. Write this definition down. Confidence is a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So what confidence means to me in the Trent term, that was like the Webster's definition term. It's simply knowing that you're enough, period. When you know you're enough, you'll stop accepting not enough. Once you know you're enough, you'll step up. Confidence is power, just like acceptance. Greatness in all aspects of life is not possible without confidence. And I believe true confidence is a reflection of you knowing your worth. In my opinion, it's one of the most attractive qualities a person can have. And understand, the goal isn't to get people to see how great you are. The standard is to get you to believe how great you are. So it's time for you to set the tone for your life. Like, confidence is not about being liked. Confidence is being fine whether they like you or not. And if you keep listening to these podcasts, trust me, you're going to have some confidence. Believe that. Just like acceptance influences things, those three things we talked about, confidence reduces things. Let's talk about it. The first thing it reduces is fear. And we're going to have a podcast where we talk a lot about fear more in depth. But fear will keep you from everything that's meant for your life. I truly believe that. Fear will keep you from love. Fear will keep you from success. Fear will keep you from growth. Fear will keep you from freedom. I want you to think about something. Like, what would your life look like if fear wasn't a factor in your life? What would your life look like if fear wasn't a factor in your life? Okay? The second thing confidence reduces is self-doubt. Like, get this. Accomplishment is, I believe, about 80% belief and 20% of figuring the rest out. So that means more than half the battle is won if all you do is just believe that you can win. Think about that. But so many people don't got that 80% because they lack confidence. So how would your life look if confidence was leading your life instead of self-doubt? The last thing confidence reduces is worry. When you know you're equipped to break through, you don't worry about breaking down. Like, when you know you got what it takes, you don't worry about not being able to do what it takes. Knowing that you are enough will have you worrying less, right? And that's the whole purpose of knowing your worth, to make sure you know that you're enough, to make sure you love yourself, and to make sure you remove anything in your life, around your life, that makes you feel any different. And understand, like, when you own everything about you, there's nothing nobody can use against you. And we'll talk about that when we talk about getting over your past. And so that's the first part, right? Understanding what worth is made of, the acceptance of self and confidence of self. The second thing you got to understand when it comes to knowing your worth is that you were created with worth. And this is a game changer. Like, I know that seems simple, but once you truly understand that, you'll never think you're not enough again. Like, I want you to understand something. There's nobody like you. And I know you heard these things before, but I want you to get it now. I want you to really understand this and feel it in your soul. There's nobody like you. Like, I don't know what you believe in. I believe in God. Like, God created one you. That alone should show you how special you are. You are custom made. And I get it. The more you're around people who don't value you, the harder it is to feel valuable. That's why, like, soon we're going to talk about, like, I'm telling you, we're talking about so much in the Straight Up Podcast, like, everything. We're going to talk about in an episode about your environment, how important it is. But for now, I need you to understand just how blessed you are to be you. Like, understand that, just how blessed you are to be you. There's like a 1 in 20 million chance that your parents meet. These are facts. There's like a 1 in 2,000 chance that they stay connected long enough to have a child. Then there's like a 1 in 400 quadrillion chance, that's even a word, that your mom's egg meets your dad's sperm. Then there's like a whole chain of events that have to happen in order for you to be here, okay? And those odds are like 1 to a number that they don't even have a number for. So the chances of you being who you are is basically zero. So if you're looking for a miracle, go look in the mirror. If you're looking for a miracle, then understand you are a miracle. If you're looking for a purpose, then understand you are purpose. It doesn't matter if your parents didn't want you. God wanted you to be here. It doesn't matter if you were created on accident. Beating those odds of you being here wasn't an accident. Just think about it. Like, we value the only car that was ever made. We value the only shoe that was ever made. We value the only purse that was ever made. We value the only whatever that was ever made. Well, it's time to value the only you that was ever made. You know, God tells us in scripture, Jeremiah 1:5, I live by this. Anytime I start questioning my worth, I go to this scripture. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet of many nations. So understand, God had a plan for you even before you knew what a plan was. God had a plan for you before anybody ever had an opinion of you. And even though God's plan isn't always pretty, it's always purposeful. This scripture shows us that God gave us worth before birth. So every time I start to think negative about myself, you know what I do? I remember the truth about myself. Can't nothing, nobody, anything take away what God gave you. Nothing is qualified to determine your worth because your worth has already been determined. Like, understand that. Nothing is qualified. Nobody's opinion, what people say about you, losses, setbacks, nothing is qualified to determine your worth because your worth has already been determined. And I know life can sometimes make you lose sight of that. I know it can. It's life. It happens. But you are a special person, and there's nothing that can change that. God created you to live beautiful, not broken. God didn't create you to settle. God created you to succeed. Stop searching for what you already have. Stop searching for your worth in this world when God has already given you worth. There's a reason why he tells us in Matthew 6:33 to seek him first. It don't say seek a relationship. It don't say seek a job title. It don't say seek people's opinions. I ain't trying to preach to you, but I'm preaching to you. I need you to understand you're valuable not because of how someone sees or treats you. You're valuable because that's how you were created to be. You were created with value. You will always see yourself as less seeing yourself through the eyes of someone that could care less about you. That's facts. But you will always see yourself as more seeing yourself through the one who has everlasting love for you. You know, a big part about life is not about becoming. It's about undoing, peeling back the layers, getting rid of all the necessary noise in your life that keeps you from hearing your soul. It's not about searching. It's about rediscovering. It's about getting back as close as you can to your true being. That's why I tell people, if you want to find your purpose, stop searching for it. We talked about that in the purpose episode. Because when you lose yourself trying to find yourself, you will lose yourself trying to find yourself in the wrong things. I did that. You are purpose. And how you use your life is totally up to you. I believe we were created to love, created to help, created to serve, and in my faith, created to bring glory to God's name. I say that because God is love. So that means we're creations of love. That's why it feels incredible when we give, right? When we give love, when we spread love, because that's the true nature of our souls. Nobody's born cold-hearted. I don't believe that. We just allow certain circumstances to turn our love into hate. So I want you to think about this. Maybe the goal isn't to figure out how to live your purpose. Maybe it's to understand that you are a living purpose, right? You don't need a platform when you realize that you are the platform. So that means everything you need, you already have. You don't have to be nothing different to make a difference. Like, I want you to understand this right now. You were created with more than what you're settling for. So don't give anything the power to determine how you see yourself. Every soul is fearfully and wonderfully made. The creation of you is wonderful. Like, I hope that you understand that. God doesn't make mistakes, so never think you are one. Always remember, how someone treats you isn't a reflection of your worth. It's a reflection of their heart. What someone gives you is not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them. Someone can't give you what they haven't learned to give themselves. Hey, you. Here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill. And guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth. Remember these four things when it comes to understanding that you were created with worth. Number one, you were created with worth and purpose. Never lose sight of that. Don't let anything take away what God has given you. Nothing. They didn't create you, so don't let them destroy you. Number three, never question your value because of this world. Never question. Number four, you're valuable not because of how someone sees you or how people see you. You're valuable because that's how you were created to be. Okay? So understand that. Let's move on to the third part of this. Okay, when it comes to knowing your worth, I know this is a lot. You're going to probably have to re-listen to this, but hey, I'm just giving y'all tons of value as much as I can in this 30 minutes. Okay? The number one problem that I see amidst all these other things we talked about, but this may be the main thing that I see when it comes to people not knowing their worth, is that they let everything outside of them control everything that's inside of them. Their happiness, their joy, their worth is controlled by what surrounds their life. And that's dangerous. If everything outside of you is controlling you, that's dangerous. Because when you live life like that, like so many of us have done or are doing right now, you're dependent on something you can't control to control you. It's like when I was playing football in the NFL. I was dependent on football to give me value. I was dependent on football to provide my happiness. I was dependent on football to define my worth. So what do you think happened to my life when football wasn't able to give me that? Just like when I talked about with purpose, when I thought football was my purpose, quote unquote. What do you think happened to my life when I lost football? It's not rocket science. I lost myself because football was my measuring stick of how I value my life. And for some of us listening to this right now, it probably ain't football. Maybe it is if you're an athlete. Maybe it's some type of sport. But for some of us, it's our relationships. For some of us, it's social media. For some of us, it's our job. For some of us, it's our bank account. For some of us, it's how we do in school. For some of us, it's everything outside of us. And I want to be clear. Like, things outside of us should add to our life, right? It should add to our completeness. It should add to our greatness. We shouldn't depend on these things to complete us. Or we shouldn't depend on these things to make us feel special about ourselves, right? It should add to it. So I want to be clear about that. I'm not telling you that everything outside of you is bad for your life. But as long as you're dependent on this world to define you, you'll always be controlled by this world. And I know this is hard, but your value, your true value, your worth, it can't depend. Understand the word depend on anything outside of you. Because when it does, you just become a puppet to that puppet master. You know, the puppet master controls the puppet and makes the puppet do whatever. Well, in your life, I know I identify with this. Like, in your life, you probably have puppet masters that's controlling how you feel about yourself. That's controlling your beliefs. That's controlling your values. So the question I want you to ask yourself right now is, where does your worth live? Where does your worth live? What does your happiness depend on? It's time to detach your value from those things. You're valuable not because of the things that are in your life. You're valuable because God gave you life. So what is your self-esteem connected to? We talk about self-esteem, but a lot of times our self-esteem is controlled by things out other than ourselves. Should be other esteem, opinion esteem. What is your self-esteem connected to? Connection is power. So if it's connected to anything outside of yourself, then that thing has the power to control your life. And that's when you live an up and down emotional life. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. My inner peace increased when I learned how to disconnect my value from this world. And it's a process. You know, it comes and goes, but I'm always remembering this. Like, what does my value connect to? I'm asking myself these questions on a weekly basis. My inner peace increased when I learned to cut the strings that were pulling my life in the wrong direction. I had to detach my value from those things so I could connect to my true being. So I connect with my true being. I had to unbecome, something I talk about often, unbecoming. Life isn't always about becoming. A big part of life is about unbecoming. It's about peeling back those layers of self-judgment, peeling back those layers of shame, peeling back those layers of guilt, and getting back to the core of your true being, which I believe is a soul that was created in love and peace. But peace is impossible to obtain when everything about your being is attached to everything outside of your being. It's time to detach yourself. You hear me? It's time to reboot your life. It's time for you to become the thermostat instead of the thermometer. Don't let your environment change you. If anything, you change your environment. So what I want you to do right now, because I want you to literally write down these things. I just don't want you to listen. Listening is not enough, right? I need you to act. Application creates transformation. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to write down everything you're being a puppet to and be real, because you can't heal yourself without being real with yourself. Everything that's outside of your control, that's controlling you. And besides those things, I want you to put some leverage in your life, right? I want you to write down why you have to cut the strings on those certain things that's controlling your life. And one of the things that I do, I'm actually looking at it right now. I told you it's an exercise that I do, and I've done this on stage with people, but it's something that I do very often. Because listen, even in hearing this, even in knowing what worth is, even in knowing how you were created, right? Even in knowing that, you know, okay, if I'm attaching my worth to everything outside of me, it's going to control me. Even in knowing these things, we're human beings, right? It's still hard because we're always being influenced. We're always having different presentations that are attractive that we attach our worth to. We allow voids in our life to control our life. I mean, so many things. So one thing that I do is I always evaluate my life and evaluate my worth. And so I ask myself that question, and I want you to do the same thing. It's like, hey, what is controlling my worth? Like, what is controlling my life? What are the puppet masters? How am I measuring my life? How am I measuring my value? How am I measuring my worth? And I have a ruler, okay? I call it the world's ruler. And I have a whole bunch of them around my office. But every single week, I try my best to do it every week. If not every week, definitely every other week. I'm honest with myself, and I write down the things that I'm measuring my life with. So sometimes it might be social media, right? I'm measuring my worth based upon social media, based upon how many people follow me, based upon how many likes I get, how many video views I get. I write that down, right? It might be something else, right? It might be, oh, you know, how people are validating me out in the world. I'm measuring my worth by that. How many people show up for my events? How many people buy this or that? There's so many things that we allow to control how we feel about ourselves. And the point I'm trying to make is I get a ruler, right? A ruler, simple ruler. And I write on the back of it, whatever that is for me that week. So it might be social media. It might be podcast subscribers, whatever it may be. And what I do is I remind myself that these things don't give me value. These things might add to my life. It's cool. Okay, cool. But these things don't determine my worth. These things shouldn't determine how I feel about myself. Just because I'm not measuring up to what the world wants me to be or to the standards that the world says I should live up to doesn't mean I'm not enough. And so what I do is I write on the back of that ruler, whatever that word is, you know what I do? I count to three and I break it. I break the ruler because that's a symbolism to me in me telling myself and my soul that you ain't going to measure your worth by this anymore, right? You ain't going to determine your value by these things anymore. And I want everybody listening to this podcast to do that right now. For some of you, it's a past relationship. For some of you, that's how you measure, right? You had maybe some failures in your past and you're measuring your life and your worth based upon your past. And you feel like you're not worthy enough because of your past. I want you to write down the back of that ruler, past, my past. And I want you to count through and I want you to break it. And I want you to tell yourself you're never, ever again going to measure your worth based upon that because God already gave you worth. And can't nothing take it away without what? Your permission. Can't nothing control that without your permission. Okay, so what I need everybody to do, if you got to the end of this, which I know a lot of you did, is I want you to send me pictures of that. Okay, I want you to post it on social media. Tag me to the stories. I want to see a whole bunch of broken rulers because we're no longer going to measure our life by the things of this world. We're no longer going to measure our life by these things that don't matter, right? We're going to let nothing control our worth. We're going to stop allowing the things that didn't give us worth, right, to take our worth. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. Make the world respect your greatness. And now you know your worth. It's time for you to go live your worth. Live it, breathe it, be it. And make sure you share this episode with someone that needs it. And listen, before I get off of here, I saw somebody tag me, well, like two people tag me, and their kids were listening to my podcast. And it was beautiful. Because I want to tell you something. The information that I give, I'm never going to cuss. I'm never going to give information that's not right for children. You know, more than likely, 99%. And so let your kids hear these podcasts, these episodes. You might not think they're listening, but seeds are being planted, even if it's not mine, like somebody else's. Okay. So I thought that was really cool and really dope. Teacher, same thing. I saw a teacher sharing an episode to her students. I thought that was really dope. So thank you for all being heroes in other people's lives. I will see you guys next week. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, everybody affected by that. I will talk about an episode soon about appreciating life. All right. Value your life. Hug your daughters. Hug your sons. Hug your family. Give love. Show love, because life is short. I'll see you guys next week. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? How does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies, is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.